this talk that somehow Amy Coney Barrett was going to vote to end Obamacare, given a chance. Same for Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch and the three justices on the U.S. Supreme Court that we were told were going to do this and this and this because the Democrats said they're going to be just the most horrible justices ever. Well, apparently that didn't pan out to be true because the Supreme Court votes again for the third time to leave Obamacare largely intact, 7-2 the vote this time. Dr. Tom Price is the former Health and Human Services Secretary under President Trump, Senior Healthcare Policy Fellow at the Job Creators Network. Doctor, welcome back to the program. Good to have you.
Thanks, Steve. Wonderful to be with you again.
Always good to have you. And so I look at this. I mean, you heard all the stories. It was going to be destruction. You know, Amy Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, they were going to be the worst people ever. Mostly Amy Coney Barrett because they were in such a panic when that was going through. And what do you make of it?
The world was going to end, as you'll recall. I mean, Schumer told us that these dire warnings that if she was put on the Supreme Court, Obamacare is dead. And you haven't heard a peep out of him about this decision because Amy Coney Barrett, along with, amazingly, from my perspective, Clarence Thomas, voted 7-2 last week to say that the ACA, Obamacare, that the plaintiffs in this case didn't have any standing. They couldn't show harm. So they didn't actually rule on the merits of the case. They simply said that the people that were bringing the case couldn't show any harm to them or their states. So this doesn't mean that Obamacare is constitutional. It just means that that we need to find a plaintiff that it can identify harm.
Well, let me ask you this, because it's the third time they've done it, and it's almost to me a signal to anybody else that wants to challenge Obamacare, just don't do it because you're wasting time. But the fact of the matter is, based on the case, as you just described it, it's the wrong case.
It's
the wrong case by the wrong people. Again, the merits, the foundational principles of Obamacare, are they proper? Are they legal? That was not the question here, was it?
No, you're absolutely right. Now, remember what the original case was, though. The entire constitutional validity of this law, the Obamacare, rested on the assertion that Roberts, the Chief Justice, that the penalty that was going to be imposed on folks was a tax. And then once that tax penalty was removed, shouldn't the law itself be deemed unconstitutional? That was the rationale. And again, the court decided 7-2 that the states didn't have standing to be able to bring that case. That doesn't mean that that Obamacare is working. In fact, it appears the Supreme Court is fairly united right now in saying that much of the law ought to stand. The ACA, Obamacare, is becoming more and more ingrained in our society. But we need a positive response about how to move forward from healthcare because the much of the law is making it more difficult and more expensive for individuals to get care. That's why healthcareforyou.com is the work that we've been engaging in with Job Creators Network to try to bring forth a positive alternative solution to the challenges that we face in healthcare.
You know, and while I've got you here, Dr. Tom Price here. There are some other indications that the whole idea, if the left, we've got to pack the Supreme Court because it's going to the right and all these terrible things. I think a bigger case last week that I'd like you to weigh in on is the case of the Catholic Social Services. The justices voted 9-0, as you are aware, to uphold the Catholic Social Services' objection to placing children into foster care families that have same-sex parents or in adoptions of same-sex parents. It was a case involving the city of Philadelphia. And I bring this to the attention of the listeners because it's so important. 9-0. Even the far-left justices weighed in and said, here it is. This is not a radical, right-wing Supreme Court. This is a Supreme Court that defended religious liberty right across the board. And that's pretty significant, isn't it?
No, that's huge. It really is. And what it means is that the court itself has basically said by this unanimous decision that the religious liberty rights that individuals have, and it's not just about one individual and another individual, it's about what you believe and what the government is able to do to force you potentially to do something against your convictions, your religious convictions. And the court said no. We can't go down that path. And thank goodness that they did. And once Justice Roberts writes his memoirs, then we'll know whether or not there was a deal struck between that case and this one on Obamacare. Because I'm suspicious, but you never can tell.
Well, you know what it brings me to is the Masterpiece Cake case.
Yes.
That has been won once by the Colorado baker. They came back around for him again and sued him again. In this case, I believe, opens up the door for him to get a much wider ruling. It was ruled very narrowly before. And I think that those that forced this case to come back around to say, you're a business owner, you must, you know, do what we demand. No matter if we're Satanists or whatever we might be, and you're a Christian baker, we can do anything we want. It doesn't matter. You have to comply. And I think they're going to find out that, no, in fact, he does not have to comply. A unanimous ruling in this case lays the groundwork for those of religious organizations or deeply held religious beliefs to say, no, I don't have to participate in what it is that you believe because I do not. What are your thoughts?
I think you're absolutely right. And I think the court is speaking very loudly about religious liberty. And they recognize, even the ones on the far left on the court, recognize that the government has, if left unchecked, will do things that would force individuals in ways that we couldn't even have dreamed of just a few short years ago would have been possible in this country related to religious convictions.
Yeah, Jack Phillips, the guy, he will not bend. He will not break. And the 2015 Supreme Court decision extending the right to marry to same-sex adult couples contained a ticking time bomb. And here it is, according to the Washington Post op-ed, the religious freedom bomb is about to go off. Well, I don't disagree with that point of view, although I think they might not understand how it's going to go off, because here's a 9-0 ruling. And you've got Jack Phillips and the Masterpiece Cake case. It will secure and defend religious liberty in this country for decades, right?
Maybe for generations. There's no doubt, and this is exactly the kind of thing that those of us who believe that the court needed to have a more sober thinking regarding these issues we're talking about when we felt it was important that that Justice Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and Barrett were placed on the Supreme Court, that it would bring about some reasonableness and thinking for the Supreme Court for the next generation, which is heartening as we go forward in these troubling times.
But it also takes away, it neuters the argument that somehow the Supreme Court needs to be packed, because it's just, it really destroys all of that. I'll give you the last word.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's simply a political argument, as you and your listeners know. And
I understand.
And people are intolerant of politics when it comes to the court. Still, thank goodness. So, I think there that the ruling was wise, and I think it sends a major, huge message to America and to the folks who want to challenge religious liberty and religious freedom.
Dr. Tom Price, it's always a pleasure and an education, and I appreciate you, because when you share with me, you share with all these good folks, too. Sir, thank you for being here.
Take care, Steve. God bless.
There you have it. Dr. Tom Price, former Health and Human Services Secretary under President Donald Trump. We're going to take a break. We've got some big shortages to talk about after that. Don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Starting soon right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of our United States. Most people know him as a man of great wisdom and vision. What many don't realize, however, is that when it came to finding late model sedans at government auctions, or even looking up a zip code, Mr. Lincoln's wisdom was sadly lacking. In fact, the citizens of that day knew it best not to even ask. Fortunately, now there's firstgov.gov, the official place to turn when you need information about federal, state, and local government. Whether it's how to get a student loan, renew your passport, or even apply for a small business loan. All three of which, as numerous historians have noted, were remarkably absent from Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. So go to firstgov.gov. Who knows? If Abe had it in his day, he could have checked out an auction and traded that drafty log cabin for a nice condo on Maui. Firstgov.gov, a monumental source of useful information.
I was diagnosed with cancer at age 6. 29 surgeries, a 15% chance to survive. Not to mention the stitches they lost count of.
Dan Wiseman, a basketball player at Hazlett High School.
5 years of rehab, a 34-inch scar, and four doctors that said I would never play again.
But play he did.
Wiseman for three.
Don't take what you have for granted. Sports are a privilege.
A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.